Hey guys, and welcome back to another gathering of momentum. My name is Neil Pascoe, also known as Nate Max, and we have some beautiful young gentlemen on the show today. We're going to be topping on a whole bunch of different topics, including gun control, mind control, which links in with the gun control, and we'll explain how that happens. We're going to go into unity consciousness, how the world's awakening, and we're going to hit on some geo and exo-political stuff which is going on around the world. And clearly, we're going to touch on the truth. We're going to touch on the health. And one of the great things about this platform and what I'm doing today, this is the first time that Connecting Consciousness and Freedom Faction have come together, and we're basically cross-pollinating. We have Nate Max TV, Connecting Consciousness and Freedom Faction. So between all of us, we have across all of our platforms, nearly 500,000 viewers, 500,000 followers. So that's actually rivaling some of the pathetic sewage stream, mainstream media organizations here in Australia, because we've only got 26 million people and our news is dead, just like all the mainstream news around the world. It's dead, it's dying. It has the worst approval rating ever in recorded history. And the only people that watch the mainstream news, and we should really start using the correct term, sewage stream media, right? That's what we should use. Let's be politically correct about this. There will be nothing politically correct on this channel, mind you, people. That's a disclaimer from the start. We're here to rattle cages. We're here to have some fun. We're here to put some truth out there. So anyway, there's a guy called EJ who's joining us. He's from Freedom Faction and Shane Fenstar from Connecting Consciousness. These guys are young bucks. They are doing big things. So I want you guys to follow, cross-pollinate, jump onto their Instagrams and get onto their platforms. And I have a little introduction. Maybe EJ, if you want to start, give us a little introduction of how you had your awakening and what you're about and what makes you tick and what makes you so passionate in doing this every day for the world, my friend.
Oh, you know, thank you. That's a phenomenal intro. But I want to say thank you, Nate, for having me on, man. It's definitely a pleasure. It's just that, man, being able to have like conversations like this with like-minded individuals where we talk about all kinds of different things that are going on, where we come up with solutions, where we really start like making change. This is what we were talking about before the show as well. You know, our generation, these are our trials and tribulations. If we fail them, if we fail acknowledging them, the next generation has to fix them. And we cannot pass these problems on to our kids. You know, how I got started into this, you know, paranormal stuff, ghost stories, the UFO agenda, the secret space program and things of this nature. My entire life is riddled with nothing but paranormal experiences. And so it's been a gradual growth into this position where I'm at now, talking about things like politics, the vaccines, the GMOs, the chemtrails, the eugenics, the epigenetics, the transhumanism, everything else that comes with that. It's kind of spawned out from simply just looking at our spiritual orientation, not only to the planet, but to humanity itself. What is it that drives me? It's the fact that I can have conversations like this, that I can try to help people who are out there trying to seek like different types of truth, because we have to understand, like, we've been lied to. We have been systematically lied to. We have been systematically disenfranchised from our power, and we have been systematically put into a position of disadvantage. And because we literally have platforms like this, we have the tools available to affect change, to be the agents of change and actually try to help people in this capacity. That's why they don't want us to come together, is because once you fall deep enough down this rabbit hole, you see how many different people are stuck there, how many people are trying to crawl out, and how many people are trying to keep us in a state of subservience. So really, it's for me, it's all just kinship. It's all just fellowship. It's all just being able to relate to people who have been in this position before and trying to get out of it.
Man, and you told me an amazing fact just before. Thank you so much for that intro. We'll just have a little chat before the show, and you said that you used to be living over here in Australia, And there's a Pine Gap connection there too, you know. So yeah. I find it interesting that people who have parents who have been part of the system, for some reason, the children, either there's a DNA connection or a lineage connection or something going on, which means we end up being roped into some of the governmental programs, or we become the other extreme because we've grown up with this, and we kind of push that way because we're like, hey, it's up to us. What you said, the generations before us have pretty much rolled over and sucked their thumb in the fetal position, not because they meant to, but because the mind programming started so long ago that no one actually questioned it. Where now we actually have the internet and we're like, oh, hang on, mind programming, MKUltra, the news, propaganda, media, all these things, false flags, like we're aware of it now. So I feel like, you know, I wish the other generations did more, but I also feel like they only did with the best they knew and the tools they knew how. So we kind of have to have compassion for that. But now we have this information, it's really up to the human beings out there, to the young bucks coming through, to not get caught up in drugs and alcohol and material glamour, false pride and fame, and chasing these cars and rims and your external influences, and being humble, good people, learning from the native shamans, learning from the ancient civilizations, the cultures, having good mentors in our lives to teach us to be better people. Because most of us didn't grow up with mentors. We grew up with fast food, reality TV, cartoons, and lies on the news. So this is an interesting start to life. When you come in, you get vaccinated, you get indoctrinated through preschool, primary school, high school, the Rockefeller indoctrination system, which is what it is. It's not an education system. It's to create consumers. So we've kind of flowed this, but we've had to go through that. And here we are. Here we are on the internet now, all three of us. We made it. We're not dead. We're not lobotomized. And we have the opportunity now to put some truth out there. So, yeah, thank you very much for that. And thank you for what you do every day. It's so important and it's really inspiring. And you inspire me to post more and to be more vigilant. And now, Shane, Connecting Consciousness, thank you so much for what you do. Give the people at home who have never heard of you before and never met you a little bit of an intro and a spiel of what you're up to so people can cross-pollinate with you and look at your information too.
Awesome. Well, I'd just like to firstly say that thanks for having me on, and I'm grateful that we could get together and do smash topics like this. And I just want to say we all come from such different we were all exposed to different things that led us to where we are now. And I think that talking a little bit about, not so much all about us, but a bit about what led us to where we are is empowering for people to hear who are wondering, like, oh, they came from a certain position to where they are now. And it is empowering to hear where people, how they've, you know, about. So basically for me, it was, and I always say this, it was Instagram, I saw from the apps that has blown so many minds. So I honestly think it's one of the most powerful social medias. Facebook is definitely up there, but I think Instagram could be like neck and neck with Facebook in the amount of people that it's like helped. I don't want to use the term woken up, but really has helped woken, you know, a lot of people up. Not that they're woke, but that they're aware of what's going on. So for me, it was a big post about fluoride when I was in like grade 10, and I realized, okay, like, and I looked up and I saw that all like these government websites and mainstream news was saying that fluoride is good, but all other websites are like, no, here are like the facts, like those are lying, and like the facts is like fluoride is actually bad. And that made me realize from an early age on, I didn't realize I was drinking fluoride everywhere I went, but I knew, I'm like, well, if they're adding fluoride to the water, like why would we trust other shit they say? Why would we trust other things that they say if they're lying to us about a neurotoxin, like they're poisoning? If I went to poison one of you, I go to jail for like poisoning. But the government, this fictitious thing, can poison like millions of people. And so anyways, that's what led me to becoming more aware about certain things. But it wasn't until really after high school, and like probably a year and a half after high school, which is when I heard about Simon Parks, heard about Harold Coutsvella, two huge inspirations, Deborah Tavares, to name a few. And I started finding this stuff out, and I was trying to share it with other Instagram pages. And I was trying to message them and say, yo, you got to post about this. You got to post about Gwen Towers. Man, two fucking years ago, there was nothing on Instagram about Gwen Towers. Nothing. Literally nothing. And then when I inbox all these pages and they're like, yeah, maybe, like they didn't really hear me. So I'm like, I got to post this shit myself. So I started making memes on a little meme generator, and it was like the most primitive thing with like six words on it. And I started making memes, and then people started reposting it, and then it started growing, and I'm like, damn. And so, yeah, it's just crazy how things snowball. And now there's 16 or 20,000 photos with the hashtag Gwen Tower. And, you know, I'm never going to be, I brought this year or anything like that. because it's not about us, man. It's about the message. Like, the fact that the message has been gotten out there, and I don't mind, like, sometimes people, you know, steal my post, Photoshop out my watermark. I don't really, like, to an extent, mind that much, because it needs to get spread out there. It is slightly annoying sometimes when a big-ass page takes my shit and does that, but anyway, enough about me. That's happened a few times, man. It pissed me off, but it's all good. The information's getting out there. That's what's most important. And so, yeah, it's just awesome to be together, guys, and I'm excited to smash some of these topics that we got to get through. We got to talk to our audience members, our listeners. You guys are all beauties, and we're grateful. This is what I say to everyone, and I mean it to every single person. I'm grateful if I'm able to make any type of positive impact in your life, no matter who you are, like, mission fucking accomplished. And then if that spreads, if you help other people, boom, bang, bing, man. That's the snowball, and we're snowballing right now.
And I guess
I agree.
I guess something that you guys would realize, having such big followings, is that when you start seeing people sending you testimonials, when people come to you and say, thank you so much, since I've been reading your stuff, I've changed my whole life, that's the incentive, right? Because it's actually working. It's happening. It's tangible. You have these people who come back over and over again, and you see them shifting into organic food. They stop eating the GMOs. You know, they get a water filtration system. They start questioning whether they should be living in the city or getting some land out in the bush and living in nature. They start meditation. This is the awakening. And it doesn't matter which facet they awaken from, whether it's geopolitical, whether it's researching the Illuminati or ancient civilizations, alien technology. All these things actually link into one big, beautiful awakening situation. Now, there's a guy that I've been working with recently called Brian Schaefer, and he actually has an all-encompassing protocol. This guy has studied like 70 different modalities. We're talking kinesiology, homeopathy,
wow.
70 of them, holographic kinetics. And he spent 10 years in India with masters. And he's actually brought out a thing called The Whole Spectrum, which is like a 600-page book, which encompasses everything. And you can track your results and work out all your traumas and go through it. Now, there's some really profound information that people are bringing out, which is so beneficial for the awakening of humans, because we're kind of like, most people are actually fully grown adults that are children living in their bodies. So it's like a little child living in an adult's body, you know, and we've got a lot of trauma and we've got a lot of boundaries and issues and things we haven't dealt with. That's the issue, you know, when we're trying to get this information out there. If someone's not doing some sort of meditation or inner work or contemplation, how are they going to wrap their head around the fact that there's angelic technology being sprayed on us, electric PZO nanocrystals that are interfacing with 5G technology and are harvesting and siphoning and collecting DNA? Like, how do you even start, right? So we kind of need a platform. And what you guys are doing is you're putting information on all different levels. So any level that someone's coming in, they're reading it and they're going, wow, wow. And it's awakening and it's coding. And what you're doing now, what we're doing together, is coding each other in a way that I'm learning from you guys, you're learning from me. And as a group, our consciousness is growing. And in the end, everything is about consciousness, right? The information is one part of the facet. But the real main thing that we're trying to achieve here is people to do their own inner work, so people yep. take control of their own lives, their own health, and then spread this information and health and vitality amongst their friends and families. That's all you have to do for people out there listening, is be the happiest, best version of yourself, be positive and focus on solutions. And you are literally, you're winning and you're achieving great things in this world. So, I'm going to stop now and let you guys jump into some topic and hammer it, eh?
Recently, I've been doing episodes for, recently I went over an episode where we went over things like Project Grow Flame, Project Sunstreak, and Project Centerlane. Now, what I'm holding in front of my hand right now are actually unclassified and top secret documents that range at least from like the 60s up until the 90s, right? This project that you see right here, that you see me holding inside of my hand, this literally goes over things like psychoenergetics. What are psychoenergetics? It's the ability to affect the real world with your mind. I'm not talking. I'm not joking. This is not a lie. You can go look this stuff up. It is in the CIA database. I did a few episodes on this. Why am I talking about this right now? Because the CIA literally has documents. They've been conducting experiments not only on people, but on the general populace. What have they found out? We can affect the real world with our mind. So when you hear people say that you create your own reality, there's a reality tunnel. Your thoughts affect reality. They're not joking. Your mind has more power than you believe. So if this is the case, if we're able to affect reality in such deep ways, what will they do? They have to dumb us down. They have to make us stupid. They have to put us in a state of subservience. They have to put us in a position of disadvantage to where we're easily controlled. If everybody started walking around practicing telekinesis, practicing psychoenergetics, practicing reality creation, this would totally disrupt everything they're trying to do. This is why we have to come together. This is why when we're talking about raising your frequency, raising your vibration, and raising your awareness, it has much more to do with how we look inward. The point I'm trying to make is as I said before, we have been systematically disenfranchised from our power. You can look at history. You can look at history, archaeology, mythology. Look at our past and understand like how awesome we are. Like, There is no confusion. There is no discussion. Human beings, the multidimensional human being, we have so much potential. There's no reason why we shouldn't be talking about it. I don't know if we were talking about this before the show, but it's basically practicing gratefulness, practicing being humble, like really allowing for yourself to have the power of the universe, the power of God work through you. People don't understand how simply I don't want to say absolving yourself, but really looking at how we are all connected, to kind of plug Shane's page, you know, connecting consciousness. That's the whole point, is to literally talk about this type of stuff so where we can connect consciousness. No one's a master of anything. I don't know anything more than anybody else knows anything, but I'll tell you what, if we sit here and have discussions about it, I'm pretty sure we can figure out solutions, and that's what we need to do. It's upon us to not only isolate the problems, but also actuate the solutions.
Amazing, brother. You want to jump in?
Yeah, dude. Yeah, man. You're a beauty. And eloquently said, shit, man. Like, I got to say, I had just on my computer project, Grill Flame.
Yeah.
And, because your story. And I wanted to post because pretty much like a similar but a little different reason is because for people who like think psychic stuff is just fringe and like it's not really real, it's like, yo, 60s, 70s agencies, multi-trillion dollar agencies were testing and doing things. So that this is what Project Real Flame, a little bit about it, but it's because it's probably like MKUltra where it's an umbrella project and there's a many sub-projects to it. Well, part of Project Real Flame, just from a quick little Google, was that they were saying psychics to remote view like their any like dissidents or any like
military installations,
stuff like that, groups that were not following the rule of whatever what they're trying to impose, they remote view to get the gist on what they're planning, what they're doing. And that's exactly what Hitler did in World War II. Was he had a team of psychic women, five or so psychic women with 10-foot long hair, called the Vrillernin, however it's pronounced, and they would use their hair, their antenna, their body's antenna, to channel off-world and multidimensional beings for information on. That's how they built the Hitler's crazy flying saucer thing. That's how they got the idea for that. But also to get intel on the U.S. Military and whatnot and what they're trying to do. And without going too much, we know we can't talk too much about World War II, Hitler, shit like that, because anything I posted before on World War II that wasn't exactly what was taught has been taken down. Even when it hasn't really said anything too crazy, it gets taken down if you talk about World War II. So I literally posted, okay, maybe I'll stay away from that topic. But yeah, man, that was an epic introduction. And
so let's join that into what you were talking about before, Shane, because the fact that we can control reality with our minds, like this is a common theme. And I want you guys at home to jump onto the full spectrum. thefullspectrum.com. Like I said, there's a 600-page PDF on there you can download. It is the most profound information I've ever come across in my life to do with upgrading, helping us, letting us realize how we are and getting to that place of peace. And this whole situation, what EJ was saying about dumbing us down, is a big, giant master plan which has been planned out for a long, long time. And there's hundreds and hundreds of people who are sitting around in think tanks in these elite mystery schools. They call themselves the elite, but they're actually the bottom of the barrel. They're actually the bottom dwellers. They're parasitic and they can't create. Yeah. This is the issue.
That's not optimistic. That's literally true. Like if they rule through deceit and lies, then that they don't have true power. They have influence. They do not have power. They have influence. So continue.
That's right. And it's exactly what Seth Dickus-Bosa said. He said, these guys didn't have the balls to come down here and incarnate and go through the bioregenesis process, which we're doing. We're walking through our trauma. We're facing our shadow self and our light self. And we're coming to that middle point. So the only way they can move forward is by doing their ritual, their sacrifice, and using their times, dates, and numbers and their spells. But the interesting thing is, humans think that, oh, they're going to do this, they're going to do that. But it's like, hang on a second. All you need to do is sit down, 7 or 10 of your friends in a group, connect into a place of peace and focus on what you want to create. And as Shane will be able to tell you in a second, what Simon Parks did in one of his meditations, we can change the outcome and the process of reality. Every morning you
physical
wake up.
Physical reality.
That's right, the physical reality. When things happen on the fourth dimension, it trickles down into our reality now. So when you wake up with a new mindset the next morning, you're like, I'm not going to do what I did yesterday. I'm going to get up early. I'm going to do this. I'm going to do that. You feel the coding inside your body changing. You're feeling yep. the DNA flicking around and changing. And you're like, well, my reality is now shifting. Now I'm creating space for a partner to come in, for a new job to come in, for this to happen. And this is up to us. We are actually creator beings. Now, I just interviewed George Kavaslis and Sethicus Boza on artificial intelligence, or as they call it, technical intelligence. And the whole entire talk was about that we are actually way more advanced than artificial intelligence. We are the creator beings. We are the ones who have always been and always will be. We don't die. When our soul leaves our body, we continue on being limitless. So we have to remember we are limitless. Once we get into our mind and we can create, imagine what we can do in the world. We don't need organ generators. We can affect the weather just with our mind. But we are using tools like organ, etheric translators, tensor coils. We're using them now as a remembrance of what we can be. Yeah. And eventually in the future, we'll be like, I don't even need this. I'm just going to sit here and create the reality I want before I go into that job meeting. Before I wake up tomorrow, I'm going to create whatever I need to do. So anything outside of us doing the inner work is a distraction.
I'm glad you said that, and I'll let you have it here in a second, Shane, because I'm definitely glad you said that. You know, what I've noticed doing this, doing the podcast, doing the show, reaching out to people and networking in this capacity, your voice has so much power. Like, the best way I can describe it is, and I know we'll probably catch a few slack from a few people who don't think this, think of like reality as paint and your voice as the actual brush. You have got to use your voice to paint things differently. Yeah. You have got to create it every single day. You can give up if you want tomorrow, but that painting is still going to be there. That progress is still going to be there. Every single day, you have got to try to create that different reality. You know, and dealing with the content that we post on the page, you know, sometimes people say, oh, well, you're always posting this negative stuff. What's this about? It's like, well, you have to look at the negative to understand the positive. You've got to look at how bad things are to really look at like how much we actually have in common. Like, I've learned that even in the past like few months, since 2018 has started, since I like made that declaration to myself that I want more. I want more responsibility. I want to be able to help more people. I want to reach out to more. I want to affect change on like not only on social media, but like on a spiritual level. I want to attract people who actually get what's going on, who want to actually like be the agents of change. And so far, you know, here's where we are. That's what this has gotten me. I'm having conversations with people from Canada and Australia, and every week, every day is like a blessing and a gift. I don't know how else to like explain it. Sometimes I feel like I have to tone down like my excitement for life because I'm so blessed. I'm so grateful of the life that we have been given and the times that we're in. Like, think about it. We are in people's lives where we can literally help them make that change. They're listening to us thinking like, yeah, I can do this. And we do this. We help them. Like, to me, that is the highest honor, is to literally try to help somebody else make it through that change. So Shane, please take it, my friend. I just wanted to pop in and say that real quick. It is an honor not only to be on the air with you guys, but to be in people's lives in this capacity.
For sure, dude. That was, again, another epic statement. And I have to say that, just to touch on what Neil was saying, everything that you think, every thought you have, like manifests or attempts to manifest the physical equivalent. Every non-physical thought you have, which our thoughts are non-physical, it attracts a physical equivalent. So if you're thinking negative, negative, you'll attract negative, negative. But with that being said, us three, we know about, you know, a lot of things. We know about, you know, the different agendas that are going on. Some scary, in one sense, shit, but we're not letting, clearly, we don't look too fearful. I don't wake up going, oh my God, I'm breathing in nanobots. Like, yeah, I am, but I'm not really that flustered about it because I know human consciousness is rising and whatnot. And like, yeah, man, I think that it's empowering to know the truth, because then you realize how powerful we actually are and and that these people manipulate us. I don't really want to say people because it's a higher force than just people. People are being manipulated into manipulating other people, but it goes higher than that. But it's just it's incredible, really, what finding out what we're capable of and why we're being manipulated. It's because we're so powerful that that if we aren't manipulated, then they have no control of us. They only rule us through lies and deceit. What were you going to say?
I was going to say, I think Nate talked on it or touched on it briefly beforehand. You guys mentioned the fact that we're dealing with parasites. The other day I put up a post about how, there's the physical world and the spiritual world. I definitely believe that there's a lot more aspects in which we interact, a lot more dimensions that we're capable of accessing. But like you said, we're dealing with parasites. These things, they can't do anything unless we give them permission first. And it also starts with things like the food. It starts with what you consume. It starts with what you watch. It starts with what you hear, what you say, and what you allow in your life. And I've had to learn that the hard way, not only with people, patterns, places, and things like that, but just how this works. They have it down to so many different sciences that we don't really understand. And granted, how can we ever really understand all the things that are going on without actually looking at it?
It's been thousands of years that they've been planning. And
exactly.
The science of the fact that fluoride absorbs your pineal gland faster than any other tissue in the body, it's targeting specifically. That means they made fluoride, and then they figured, and then they thought, this is how we target the pineal gland.
Yep.
They made glyphosate not just happen to be something that's bad for your gut. It fucks this very specific type of bacteria up in your guts that makes you more open to getting fried with the nanobots that they're spraying. Each little thing has it's too very critique-y. It's these Nazi scientists partially, which make up NASA and make up the guys who are doing the weather modification programs and the weather and the chemtrailing and whatnot, who have this gnarly. And that's why I believe that as we become more and more conscious, there will be and we hit critical mass, which we've already hit and whatnot, but there'll be kind of a divine / interference, intervention and whatnot. Because for example, what Simon Parks did, which Neil was talking about, is that he organized a group meditation with over 500 people, which meditated on the intent to take out CERN in 2014 or 2015, November of one of those years. And because CERN was being used, they're trying to use it to artificially alter the timeline to a very negative timeline, and they're trying to use it to open a portal. So what Simon did was the day before they're scheduled to fire up CERN for that reason, publicly, CERN is used for a particle accelerator scientific testing, but that's if you believe the public official. So, 500 people sat down for I think it was an hour or something, meditated on the intent of taking out CERN or just stopping it from threatening humanity. And this is verifiable by satellite images. A lightning strike blew over CERN and destroyed the main power station on this multi-trillion-dollar base. And thwarted them from being able to and do what they're trying to do. So what I'm getting at is, if there comes a time when there's civil unrest to a bigger extent and blah, 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 things lead on, I feel like a little group meditation, the most non-violent possible thing on earth, will all of a sudden all the Gwen Towers will malfunction and the fucking 5G will just shut off. And you know what I mean? So
yeah, I think I'm glad that you touched on that. 5G, CERN, the Gwen Towers, the cell phone towers, the ELF towers, and all that different type of stuff. For people that want to go down a good rabbit hole, go look at where these towers are placed. They are placed all over the magnetic ley lines of the planet. Why is this? Because they want to try to hijack the natural human human resonance of the planet. And if people are curious as to what the human resonance is, it is basically the heartbeat of the world. Now, if the world has its own heartbeat and we ourselves are able to emit an electromagnetic field through our heart, imagine what happens if we connect these things. The scientific dictatorship, these technocrats, these Nazi scientists, the Zionists, the Jews that me and Shane just talked about right there, these people have got it down to so much of a science and a spiritual science that they're literally able to see on levels that we can't interact. That's why
what do you think is in the Vatican City ancient archives that you're not allowed to go in? That's 50 miles of ancient documents. There's a lot of information there that is suppressed from the public. But one thing I like to catch is that there is a very large difference between Zionists, Israelis, and Jews. Very large difference, which I know you're aware of that. I just want to make that clear to the audience that this isn't, we're not anyone's specific beliefs, religions, anything like that. It's just that there is, certain Zionists, for example, fraction. Are not beneficial.
It's a small fraction, outlaw fraction, where the normal Jews are just brainwashed like every other religion, Everyone's into their own religion, their own beliefs, but there's actually a breakaway fraction. And these Zionist Jews, which we call them, but not really Jews, are actually connected with Saudi Arabia, the Nazis, and all the rest of the cabal. So really, they're just an all-encompassing bunch of bloodlines who are all connected, who pretend they're different, but really they're all doing handshakes behind the scenes. Saudi Arabia is friends of Israel. Israel's friends of this. Everyone's just hanging out, having fun. And it's not the Israelis. Yeah. It's actually just the elite small percent, the 0.0%.
That's all it is. Same as in America. Like, it's not all these, like, they're trying to divide us, but saying, like, oh, freaking, like, white Americans are racist, all this shit. It's like, dude, it's the really tip-top that are instilling this race war. And they, to us, we're all the same to them. They don't care what they don't care about anything other than that you're divided, that you're not focusing on what the true problem is. Like, right now, there's 60 or 14,000 pairs of shoes outside the White House for all the kids who have been supposedly killed in all these false flag shootings, right? Not saying that no one died, just saying that there's this big thing about, oh my God, 14,000 kids. How about the 300,000 kids that are trafficked every year inside the Vatican fucking Jesuit child trafficking bullshit? How about, like, that's the type of shit that people need to be focused on. But the media, shoes, blah, 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 poor kids. Yes, it is sad, but no, that there's, and we can get into the MKUltra scopolamine sleeper agent thing and about how that ties in with gun control. But yes, I think I cut someone off there.
I think it's crazy that, you know, all these people that are trying to protest not having guns, they're actually, like, protected by people that actually have guns. I just think that's kind of funny in itself.
Oh, right, like there. The political ironic when they go up there. Yeah, yeah. No shit. And,
like,
and we already
like David Hogg to you, man. I mean, go ahead.
Operation Hogwash. Operation Hogwash blown wide open. Anyone listening to this, Google Operation Hogwash blown wide open and look at the first link that comes up and read it. It's insane. Not only is David Hogg related to the Fernandez girl, whatever, Emma Fernandez, the two ones who are talking about anti-gun control, or they're talking about gun control, but keeping in mind, everyone, as soon as, if they were to pass a law that says an AR-15 is illegal to have, they're turning law-abiding citizens who have ARs into criminals if they don't hand them in, and then they're forcing you against their will to adhere to these new laws which are written by political, which are considered a corrupt class of the political society, political people, whatever. And if you don't adhere to those, people with guns, the government agents, will come with the same guns that they're trying to ban and tell you to give up your gun. If anyone else went to anyone else's house and forced them with a gun to do something against their will, that's considered gun violence. But if the government agent, all of a sudden...
out here in New Mexico, you know, I don't know if it's because I'm out here in New Mexico, you know, I understand, like, the violence of people. I understand, like, how crazy stuff is. You got to have a tool to protect yourself. You know, people are crazy. But here... What people don't understand is that we need to have a way to protect ourselves. While we let in talking about transcendental meditation, prayer, and things of this nature, we also have to realize that we are physical creatures. We might be spiritual creatures inhabiting a spiritual body or this physical body, but we still have to protect ourselves here on earth. Whenever they're literally trying to talk about disarming the public, we've got to understand, like, what that means. For me, I could not imagine having a weapon. Like, right now, above me right now, I have 6 knives because I like weapons, and I have weapons, like, all over the house. I'm, like, staring at ammo. I'm staring at knives. It's because you have to know yourself. People will try to, like we said before, you've been systematically disenfranchised from our power. If we don't realize, like, we're supposed to have these abilities to defend ourselves, then we all become slaves. That's the whole point of it.
We're not about to create the reality that we need to use a knife or a gun to defend ourselves. No.
Precisely.
No.
Yeah, there you go.
But having something on you, which you can use to defend yourself in the event of the unthinkable, you'd be foolish, absolutely brainwashed, brain dead to put your responsibility of your life in someone else's hands. Where on earth could you convince someone, put your responsibility in someone else's hand? And there's a saying that goes like this before we run out of time here, because there's a going on intermission in a second, but there's a saying that goes, you may not believe in God, and that's your right. You may not believe in guns, and that's your choice. But if someone breaks into your house in the middle of the night, the first thing you're going to do is call someone with a gun, and then they get there on time. And that's the very truth of it.
I don't know if you saw, Shane, I put up that I had a poll running on my Instagram story where I was asking people, you know, do you own a firearm? Whenever this whole Parkland shooting started, and we heard the mainstream media starting, or as Nate says, the lame sewage media.
The sewage stream media.
Yeah. Whenever we saw them trying to parrot out the gun control narrative, I asked people in my Instagram story, you know, do you own a firearm? Now, I think 1,100 people said no, and 400 people said yes. Now, does that mean that the four? Yeah, right. But still, you know, probably some people didn't want to publicly admit that they own a firearm.
A lot of them are probably from California.
But think about it. Does that mean that the 400 people that actually do have weapons, does that mean that they should protect the 1,100 people that don't?
if it ever comes to it, who is going to stop a bad guy with a gun if not a good guy with a gun? You can't stop a bad guy with a gun with a hug.
For listeners out there, after this advert, we'll be back in a couple of minutes and we'll continue on. Thank you very much.
Water purity is one of the biggest issues we face today globally. Most of our water supply is contaminated with heavy metals, agricultural chemicals, petrochemicals, trace pharmaceuticals, bacteria, viruses, parasites, mold, and much more. And worse off, many times treated with chlorine, fluoride, and other disinfectants to make the water safe, quote unquote, for consumption. Did you know that even if you filter your water through a water filtration machine, there will still be trace contaminants floating around? And the water is normally rendered dead, uncharged, and unmineralized. What water needs to do for your body is 1. Hydrate, 2. Transport nutrients into your cells, 3. Eliminate cellular toxins, 4. Mineralize your body. Unfortunately, most of our water supply today greatly lacks these main purposes. What if it was easy to take charge of your water today, now, with a portable, safe, effective, simple, and versatile way to clean and mineralize any water, anywhere, anytime, and fulfill on its 4 main purposes of water? Would you use it? Introducing Auro Liquid Gold, a liquid matrix technology consisting of 100 minerals and trace minerals in electrolyte form. Adding only 5 to 10 drops of Auro Gold to a cup of water will neutralize over 250 contaminants, including bacteria, viruses, parasites, chlorine, fluoride, heavy metals, disinfectants, and numerous chemicals. It will structure your water, oxygenate, and mineralize it. It will increase your cellular hydration by over 32%. It will improve the taste and feel of your water. Auro Liquid Gold can be used in all liquids, including tea, coffee, juice, wine. And just to remind you, our body is 70% water minimum. Auro Gold is safe for children, pregnant women, pets, and plants. You can treat your hot tub with these minerals and create true healthy spring water, and the hot tub will stay clean for up to 10 months. Auro Gold is tested in an EPA lab by EPA and NSF protocols. It's US manufactured to comply with GMP standards. It's 100% natural and extracted from volcanic deposits as is, unaltered. It's easy to use, it's great for water storage, and has a long shelf life. AuroLiquidGold.com.
Hey guys, and welcome back from that little tea break. We're going to get straight into gun control, mind control, and how these links in with what's going on the grand perspective. So Shane Benatar, would you like to lead in?
Surely. This is very fresh in my mind as I've done extensive lookings into a few things over the last few weeks, which has extremely blown my mind open to how these events are truly, how they really happen, and who's really behind them, and what happens from them. So there's a man named Matthew Pauly. Matthew, spelled regularly, and then P-A-U-L-Y. And he's from Toronto, Ontario. For any Canadian viewers, it's usually you hear about these things going on in other parts of the world, like mostly in the States. But there's many MKUltra situations that happen in Toronto, in BC, all over Canada as well. So even though we do have a smaller population, still things do happen like that. And basically, he was a non-consensual MKUltra test subject, an MKUltra sleeper agent test subject. Now, sleeper agents are different than just regular MKUltra subjects. Sleeper agents are when they program you, and then since your brain has a defense mechanism where if something traumatic happens, well, let me break it down. So what is MKUltra? Just a quick little briefy brief. It's that there's a way to control a person's mind by trauma dissociation. When you traumatize them, the brain has a defense mechanism where it goes into this amnesia mode where it will not, like for example, if someone gets in a car accident, they usually don't remember the moment of the car accident because it's so traumatic that their brain buries that memory so that you don't get psychologically damaged from remembering, oh my God, that was so scary. And you like fully remember that. Your brain has this amazing defense mechanism. Well, this unfortunately has a double-edged sword to it. If they get you into a trauma dissociative state from torture, from electroshock therapy, then they can program you when you're in this disassociated state. And so what they found out in World War II was that for political assassinations, what's a better assassin than one who doesn't know who he's working for, doesn't remember he was programmed to assassinate, and does not, if he gets caught, he can't tell who he's working for, right? That's why they developed MKUltra, mind control, ultra. MKUltra stands for mental control in Latin Germanic, and then ultra mind control. And so the reason I preface that is because Matthew Pauly got put on a threat to national security list. He was put as a potential terrorist threat. When you get classified as a potential terrorist, your civil rights are extremely gone, not just regularly gone. Like a citizen, you not really that many rights you have, but if you get put as a terrorist, you have no, so then you're put into a list for, you can be tested upon. And so Matthew Pauly was tested upon with these different psychological operations where they would trauma dissociate him and program him to do certain things. And basically, he has one of the most strongest points and evidences for the very reality of MKUltra and how it's very dangerous in a society today, because these agencies, which are not truthful, we know they're not too aligned with bringing us the truth. They're not really for humanity, these agencies, the ones I'm talking about, the three-letter agencies, and they're using MKUltra sleeper agents to carry out mass shootings, crimes against humanity, and things like that, that will get the public to go, oh my God, we got to ban guns or take away this right or take away that right. That's very, very important, because what he explained was there's a drug called scopolamine, and this drug called scopolamine, if you get dosed with it, it removes any free will. You will act against your self-interest, your survival instinct, and your moral compass. You could give someone scopolamine. I could chuck scopolamine in your face. If you breathe in two little particles of it, I could tell you to give me all your money and let's go to an ATM, and you'd help me rob you. You'd help me pack up your things if I was robbing your house, and you'd help me. That's how dangerous this drug is. They will never test any of these MKUltra or any of these shooters, any of these mass shooters. They will never test them for scopolamine, because they will have it in their system. Because they MKUltra them, and then there's scopolamine them the day before, and it lasts. If they inject it, it lasts up to 12 hours, and they inject it multiple times, and then they'll do whatever it is the day that happens. Neil, what were you about to say?
No, is that the same stuff called the devil's dander that they have over in Colombia?
It's called the devil's breath. Because when you take it, it off-gasses out of your like mouth cavity, and so you have putrid breath, and they call it devil's breath. And people, it's a very bad for like date rape and things like that. They can just quickly. And NASA, funnily enough, NASA patented aerosolized scopolamine, a distribution method for scopolamine that is aerosolized. Why would NASA, for space exploration shits, need this drug? They say it's for health, for motion sickness and whatnot. At what point does the health benefits outweigh the risk to humanity if that falls in the wrong hands? You get gas. Imagine if you walk in and gas a bunch of people and then said, go do this. They go do it. And so point is, it's very incredible. Matthew Pauly, a story that I recommend anyone look at. And this guy was a high-ranking, credential-filled guy before what led up to his, which would take half an hour to explain, but it's very, very intriguing and interesting. And I watched almost all his interviews on YouTube. They're incredible. But yes.
It sounds like, you know, whenever hearing you talk about all this type of stuff, you know, dissociative identity disorder,
scopolamine.
I think I've heard of that before, you know, where they talk about literally it's like a hypnotic suggestion type of drug. They blow it in somebody's face and then they're like hypnotized and they're able, they carry out orders. But this is where you also hear people say, you know, with the psychotropic drugs, with big pharma and all kinds of different stuff like that, they can easily slip that into somebody's diet, slip that into their food, slip that into their lifestyle. And then boom, you have a perfectly unwilling slave. I mean, how many times do we hear about with these shooters, with these active shooters, with these false flag events, blah, 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 blah. They were on a psychotropic drug.
They're always on drugs.
Yeah.
But they also, for example, the guy who shot up the Aurora movie theater.
The theater.
Just because it's fresh in my mind, he wasn't a racist until supposedly 2 months before the shooting. Other than that, he was a grade A student, was going to school, was like a good kid, literally. And they found him after the shooting. After the shooting happened, which multiple testimonies say that there's multiple shooters. There wasn't just one, but there was two gas masks found that were both used. And they basically found this guy, James Holmes, sitting in the car and surrendered to police without a threat and was wondering. And then when he went to jail, he asked the person in jail, and it's on record that he asked them, why am I here? What did I do? That's a typical symptom of succumbing. You don't fucking remember shit. And so truth is stranger than fiction, folks. And if you're wondering why would they possibly orchestrate these false flags? It's because after a mass shooting, the public outcries for gun laws because they're being manipulated by the mainstream media. Yep. But they think it's a good idea to take away guns. And this is why it's very, very dangerous. And to manipulate and public sway the public. In Canada, after there was a Parliament Hill shooting, which was an MKUltra patsy, the same thing, a false flag, a new law, Bill C-51 was passed, which takes away a mass amount of Canadian rights, which is just unreal.
Another thing to touch on real quick is like the social engineering aspect that you pointed out right there. You know, there's a shooting, there's some kind of chaotic event, and then you have the parrot sewage stream media just go out there, and then they put out the talking points. It's because, like this trauma-based mind control, you've just been shocked. You've just been controlled. People don't understand that they're trying to play off of your emotions. Like Shane said, there's usually multiple shooters at these types of events because it's not the person that they set up. That's the patsy. They have trained professionals that go out there and go do that. So again, looking at the social engineering aspect of it, why are we talking about psychotropic drugs, scopolamine, and active shooters? If you have an entire population that is hooked up on, I don't know, Vicodin, Percocet, hydrocodone, I don't know. I don't know what kind of drugs they offer to these kids these days. But if you have an entire population of people who are only subtly induced with these types of drugs, you can control them. We talked about it briefly beforehand with things like Gwyn towers, cell phone towers, ELF towers, and things of this nature. So if you have somebody that's drugged up, right, how far off would it be to send some kind of a thought wave signal, some kind of delta voice to skull technology, a delta wave emitter, something to where it literally triggers someone and activates them.
Triggers their MKUltra programming, which, let's say, if I take you to trauma dissociate and say, when you hear this certain term, this certain slogan, or this certain sentence, you will then, what happens is, you'll do this or this. So what happens is, when you come out of that state and you're walking around, you don't know you're a sleeper agent, you don't know if you've been programmed, they voice to skull you with that trigger phrase, and then all of a sudden you go into a hypnotic state and do what you were programmed to do unless you recall your programming before it happens. That's the only defense against it. And so it's incredible, man, because this goes very far, a lot deeper than what may, you know, meets the eye. But for someone wondering, what you said was, it's usually not the MKUltra person who shoots up the area. It's usually agents. If you're wondering what type of sick-minded person will go and shoot up a movie theater or a school, it's not usually someone who just quickly was MKUltra. It's someone who was what's known as a super soldier. Super soldiers are people who have been MKUltra since they were a small child, since they were young. Their whole life in Trump, they have multiple personalities, and they will be the ones that you'd scopolamine, and they would just go do whatever it is, have no problem. And they've been trained to be like expert military. So that's like why they said, Neil said in our Facebook Live, the guy who shot up the last Australia shooting, the guy was like autistic or like had severe mental problems. He could not even put a key in a lock to unlock a door. But yet he had pinpoint marksman accuracy shooting a bunch of people, which these militants said there's no way that even a trained like militant could have that much accuracy in that amount of time and blah, 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 with that many rounds and stuff. So,
and think about it this way. You know, we're literally in that transition phase to where they are using things like scopolamine, where they are using trauma-based mind control. We're graduating now to where they literally have microchips. They have microchips, implants, and all kinds of other things that they can put inside of somebody's body to literally rewire their mind to where somebody can be hijacked. Like, that's right now we're literally talking about how these programs and these agendas and these things that have been going on for a while now, we're moving into the time now to where they can literally fire up a Gwyn tower or fire up like a cell phone tower while you have your phone in your hand, and it emits a certain frequency that you're not able to filter, that you're not able to recognize, and then boom, you're triggered. Like, I'll put it to you this way. I know this is going to kind of sound wild. Back in like 2016, I had like the Occult World Series where I was basically documenting some of like the strange and paranormal stuff that was going on. There was a there was a there was like a spout for like a few months to where people were playing with their phones, right? And they all suffered what was considered mass possession, where entire schools were basically subjected to screaming fits. They don't know how it happened. They don't know what triggered it. But one person would carry on, and then it would just echo throughout every single classroom in the entire school. Now, call it demonic possession, whatever you want. I'm looking at it in the technological aspect. If all these kids have phones, your phone can emit a frequency that triggers you in some way, shape, or form. They can attack Yeah, precisely. It's because they're able to look at us in these different spectrums and in these different frequencies. People really have to understand, like, the times that we're in. This isn't the 60s. This isn't the 50s. We're dealing with really, really advanced technology. And on top of that, we're dealing with people who are deeply aware, not only of the human condition, but how to manipulate it so that it gives them the desired outcome. Like, that's the social engineering aspect. It involves things like scopolamine, big pharma, trauma-based mind control, dissociative identity disorder, and things like this, using frequencies and everything else. I know it sounds wild to some people that are listening, and I'm sure, you know, in the future we'll start seeing more of this, but we're in that slow transitioning phase. That's why mind control is so important. It's not as simple as saying, like, oh, you know, this person hijacked my mind. We've got to understand that your consent is manufactured. Your opinions, they're sculpted. That's what social engineering is. Look at things like the Tavistock Institute. Look at things, look at the mainstream media. Look at the six corporations that own all news outlets. Look at Fox being bought out by Disney. How much influence does Disney have? As Nate talked about beforehand, we have children that are living inside of adult bodies because of, again, the arrested development, social engineering that they are putting onto people. And it ties into so many different things. I mean, I think I saw an article the other week where it said there was almost 638 different shootings since the Parkland shooting. So what does that tell you?
I think they're talking. I think a lot of those, like, are probably first thing. 80% of shootings in America are gang related, and like 6 or 5% are done with rifles. 11 times more likely to be done with a pistol. So isn't it funny that they're trying to ban rifles or a certain rifle? But just to say one thing about what you're saying is that while they, just for our viewers, while, yes, we're up against this force, this large conspiracy that's conspiring against human consciousness, and it's a war on consciousness, etc. We have the ultimate power as the 98%. And as they have all this, think of it, they have all this whack technology because we're so powerful that they have to calcify us from all different angles. If we weren't calcified, fluoridated, Gwen Tower, and 50 other things, nanofiber bullshit from chemtrails, then we'd be walking all over them. But they have to try to keep us in the lowest state just to not disempower anyone. We have the ultimate power. We absolutely are coming through. And what's it called? They're not trying to. A lot of people have the misconception that they're trying to kill us with chemtrails. No. The chemtrails are trying to keep you in a lowered state and to try to bind our DNA with computer force.
Yes.
Which they say is not. Well, that's just that's trying to kill us. Well, they're not trying to kill you because they actually feed off you. So, yep. Neil, how true is that from Harold Katzola, eh?
Yeah, well, I mean, we've been lucky enough to do some interviews of Harold Krauss Fellow. I've had him on like probably 4 or 5 times, maybe. And he's obviously. For people out there who don't know Harold Krauss Vella, check him out. Harold Kautz, K-A-U-T-Z, Vella, V-E-L-L-A. He has the most profound way of linking everything together from the top down and how it all correlates. He's a broadband scientist with 13 different degrees, so he's not just, you know, doing truth stuff. He's science.
Huge scientist.
Yeah.
So when he basically says in our first interview, Harold says, when you get into science and you get to the bottom of science, you get into spirituality, because everything leads into spirituality. And what you're saying before, EJ, is we're actually in a war with biological and spiritual warfare. This is hyperdimensional biological and spiritual warfare, where everything is connected to the other realms. And that's where our consciousness resides, in the other realms. This is just a flesh suit body, which is a low frequency prison planet that we're living in. We're actually limitless. And what happens is, once we start awakening, once we start stepping into our true power and who we really are, these people who have been controlling us for so long, they're going to lose so quickly. And that's what we're seeing now. We're seeing the swamp being drained. We're seeing pedophile arrests all over the place. We're seeing a shift and a breakdown of the financial system. We're seeing people are becoming aware of health, the media, the pharmaceutical industry, spirituality, native shamanism, all these practices. And people are like, hey, I don't want to live in the city anymore. I actually want to live in nature. And we're seeing a massive influx of people not vaccinating their kids. I know so many people who are not vaccinating here in Australia. And let me tell you what you're saying, Shane, about people coming in and not getting slammed. When you come in, you don't get lobotomized by Bill Gates's eugenics depopulation program. Okay. These kids are functioning and operating on such a high level. It is incredible. I'm actually staying on a property right now in my motorhome next door, mate. He's got two unvaccinated children. And when I talk to these kids, they are like 5 and 8. It is like I'm talking to people who are like 18 years old. These kids are smarter than a lot of the grown-ups I know. The questions they're asking me, the detail in which these kids are picking up on, it's blowing me away. And I have maybe 20, 30 friends close by who have unvaccinated kids, and on another level. They are on another level. These are the kids who are going to be the Einsteins, the Teslas, the Von Von Brauns, Victor Schellburgers.
That's why there's going to be a huge shift to help. Because, like, man, California has mandatory fucking vaccines, man.
SB 277 and SB 279, if people are curious what he's talking about, the mandatory vaccination laws of California. Go look it up.
Imagine if a vaccine is so good that they have to make it law. By law, you have to have this medical procedure made. Like, it makes no sense. And the herd mentality of, my vaccine doesn't work unless you have yours, is the most putrid. Like, you have to think about that for a minute. You really have to think about it. But the point is that I think there's going to be a large time when, like, all these kids, like, there's so many kids and people in various age groups in California. The reason I say that is because California is one of three key states. Texas, Ohio, and California are the three key states that have given the most resistance to, like, the system and whatnot. And California, that's why it's like the hornet's nest there. Like, they have the most, that's where some things, like, spread out from. They tested in California and they spread out other places. It's because California is one of the most free-thinking states. 80% of my followers on Instagram are from California. It's pretty unreal. But the point is that there's going to be a time when there has to be like mass programs and protocols and whatnot to detox these kids' minds from the amount of mercury and shit that's cooking their brains, and the amount of Gwen Towers that are in California. It's unreal. It's just a testament to how quickly human consciousness is raising that they're trying to fight back so hard, so quickly with Gwen Towers, the frequencies, Wi-Fi, and the stuff they're spraying from the trails, you know?
Well, that's what I was talking about before the show, is like the minute this became serious to me is whenever they started to try to attack my unborn child. Like the epigenetic agenda, the eugenics agenda that we see like unfolding in front of us, that's whenever I was just like, look, I need to take this that much more serious, take my health into consideration. I need to talk about like all kinds of different stuff, really, really like understand what's happening. I'm definitely glad you guys are talking about this, because like people don't understand. If we can't save the kids, we can't save anybody. If we can't save the next generation, we're no good. That's why we have to figure out what to do now. Like, I wonder, you know, how that actually works out there, Nate, you know, with the unvaccinated people. And I'm always talking to people. Like Shane said, you know, 50% of my audience comes from California. The other 50 comes from New York. Very little come from London. And what I'm wondering, you know, is what's that going to do? Are we going to have vaccine exemptions? Are we going to have people that create this kind of like breakaway civilization, people who don't want to actually be a part of the system versus people who are all gung-ho for it? And you also pointed this out beforehand as well, you know, the spiritual vampires, the spiritual warfare and the technology and everything else that we find ourselves like going up against. This is everything that is unfolding right now is literally a physical manifestation of the spirit of the very, very spiritual world that we find ourselves living in. That's why I was talking about it before in the first segment of the show with the multidimensional human. How many different ways we can affect change and how many different realms that we actually operate in. Like right now, I know this kind of sounds wild, but my child is being made. No, my girlfriend's not pregnant. My fiance's not pregnant. Like my child is being made simply because of the actions that we are taking today. And that's how this works. If we don't understand like the levels at which things are happening, we cannot be more effective. And so I'm seeing some of these kids, man. I'm hearing them talk about this type of stuff. I'm seeing them like actually go out there and go do it. And then on the flip side, you have people who are basically perpetuating the mainstream media narrative. You have them basically parroting things that are going on. So that's why it's imperative for people like ourselves to get out this kind of information. Like the other, I put up a post before we came on to where it talked about the CDC and how they had a study saying that the vaccinated people are almost 400% more likely to infect people who are unvaccinated simply because of the vaccines and how they enter their system. Like we were talking about with aerosolized scopolamine, the same thing happens whenever people are shot up with these vaccines. That whatever it is, that serum, that drug, that vaccine, it's now in their system. So when they sneeze, they are 400% more likely to infect people who are unvaccinated. Why is this the case? Why are they trying to push so hard with these vaccines? It's because they understand, and if they can get us epigenetically, if they can get us genetically, if they can get our bodies to be weaker or less than, they can slowly start to implement these types of things. And that's why we've got to understand, like, taking our health into our own hands, that's the most revolutionary act you can do. Disconnecting from the system, voting with your dollars, voting with your lifestyle, that's the real revolutionary thing to do. So cheers to you, Nate. Like, tell more people, get up off of the city, get back into nature, get connected.
Not to say, though, that someone in a city can't make a very epic and amazing change from the city. Not everyone can leave a city, but yes, as much as you can, get in nature, hug trees, et cetera. But continue, Neil.
Yeah. Well, like, people probably don't maybe realize, but I run a Instagram called Off-Grid Adventures. And what I do, I interview and I document, like, my life since I moved out of my house at Bondi Beach, down the water there. I moved out of my house, sold everything, and I bought a motorhome. I bought an old 1960s model school bus. Nice. Like a motorhome. I'm living in it right now. And I meet people on the road, man. I drive around the country. I don't have rent, don't have bills. I drive around the country. I meet people. I do seminars. I do little retreats. We do ceremonies. And just me being on the street is actually sometimes more powerful than doing Facebooks and YouTubes, because I just meet people. I know where they're at. Like, I've connected with so many thousands of people that I know what they need, know where they're at. And simple things, like, I say to everyone, hey, there's a series of books called The Ringing Cedars of Russia. These books will inspire you to be a better version of yourself. They will inspire you to reconnect yourself with Mother Nature. And it's important to be, yes, focus on what's going on in the world. Like, this is what we're doing and putting out there. But have your time. Have your me time where you reset and you meditate and you get into a place of peace. There is no degree or level of peace and awareness. There is, you're either at peace and you have awareness. There's no degree. And if you're not at peace, then you need to find that peace. Because if you're not at peace, you can't be in flow state. If you're not in flow state, okay, you can't co-create. You all know when your heart's open, when you're in a state of love, that the doors just open everywhere. Wherever you go, you're in the right moment. You might just go down to get a water from the shop down the street, but you'll meet that person then and there. When you're not in flow state, you'll drive all around the world trying to find your tribe, and they're not going to be there because your timelines aren't aligned. And with the vaccines, don't even fucking worry about it, guys. Don't even worry about what the rules are, what the laws are. You make your own rules. If no one follows the rules, they do not exist. It's like in Greece. They brought out speed cameras 10 years ago. Everyone smashed them down so many times that they just said, you know what, we're not going to put them up because it's costing us too much money. It's like in Brazil. When they fuck around, man, 3 million people take to the streets. People need to just say no. Don't worry about the fear behind it. I'm not going to get paid. I'm not going to get this. You would rather not get your child allowance than have an autistic child or a kid who's been injected with SV40, time-release cancer cells. Okay, that's what's in the vaccines, adjuvants, chemicals, and all types of stuff. Don't even worry about the money. You will work a way through and you'll meet people. And what we're seeing now in Australia, there's a bunch of women in the Gold Coast, which is kind of near where I'm parked at the moment. They're creating non-vaccinated daycare schools and schooling.
Yes, I see that. You shared.
I heard about that.
Yep. Yeah. What a bunch of legends.
Yeah, I posted about that.
Yeah, there's some woman. What a legend. I'm going to connect with her. I'm going to meet her next week.
You have to, dude. Go meet her. Literally.
I'll interview her. I will go interview her on Facebook Live and talk about it, because this is what has to happen. It's like, all right, your rules are shit. The study.
Watch, you're going to have mutual friends with her on Facebook. I guarantee you'll have mutual friends with her on Facebook too. Like, oh, shit is just going so quickly. Absolutely.
Yeah, there's 100. And there's also someone I'm going to bring on, and we'll talk a little bit lately, Australian woman, to do with the mind control, and that she's been part of it and all the satanic rituals. So the best thing is, don't buy into the fear, guys. Do not worry about it. People say to me, what do I do when I have to send that document into the school to say they're vaccinated? I go, just forge it. I go, just copy it and forge it. Who gives a shit? Seriously, like, what? Follow their rules that are designed to fuck
up? No. All you have to do is print off. Yeah, all you have to do is print off the vaccination exemption form. That's
They're vaccinated. Whatever. Here you go. Here's the document.
Okay. Oh, no. I thought you meant, sorry, the exemption form.
No, you mean actually, anymore, I don't think. I don't think we...
That's right. No, you guys got your... I know.
If you need to have a form to say that your kids are vaccinated at school, just fucking copy it, photocopy it, print it and hand it in and go, yeah, they're vaccinated, whatever. And it's done. You don't have to ever... Don't tell them about it. Just continue on. And you watch your kids flourish. Watch your kids not have eczema, psoriasis, yep, gut problems, allergies, hyperactivity, autism. They're not going to have them because you didn't buy into that paradigm. So the most important thing for you is to protect your damn family, guys. This is not about, oh, I don't know what I should do. Don't get to the hospital at the last minute when you haven't done your research and the nurses are smashing you with their lies and propaganda.
That's exactly what they did to them.
I've taught my mates what to do when they go there, and they go to the hospital. My boys stand there and they did not leave that room, and they're like, we'll vaccinate our children a bit later. We're just not going to do it now. Either use that approach or be like, listen, we've done our research. Keep your dirty hands off my baby. You know what I mean?
Yep.
One or the other. You need to be staunch about it, and you need to know that there's a life at risk and there's the generation.
You can't unvaccinate.
That's
you
right.
You can detox vaccine, but you can research and see. You can always vaccinate, but it's a lot more difficult to unvaccinate.
Yeah.
Okay. So.
Well, this is why we have to take our health back into our own hands. And, you know, and that's why, again, having these kinds of discussions, like real quick before, like, I go on with that, I think it's awesome, you know, that we have shows like this, that we have content like this, that we have conversations like this. Like, think about it. They're literally trying to build up like a society of people who are just like indoctrinated, who are buying into the system. You have people who are hovering around this system, seeing it be erected, saying, you know what, we need our own system. This cannot be the way to live. And so you see people like literally coming up with solutions, different things here, creating like offshore like societies and different like types of lifestyles that just propel us to be like the better person. Like, I don't know. To me, that's so awesome. It, to me, it gets back to like looking at, create your own world, create your own rules. It's because whenever we have an iPhone, right, we sign a contract. We're walking around with this pocket cancer stick, right? We agree to have this thing slowly dehumanize us, slowly disenfranchise us, right? But at the same time, look at what we're doing with it. We're creating a double-edged sword. We're creating an entirely different reality using the very tools that they have. And I think that's awesome. Like, you see, for me, it gets back to looking at things like the transhumanism agenda, and then the awakening that we're going through right now. You either have people who are buying into the system, saying that the system is the only thing that makes sense, or you have people realizing that there is a larger system at play that we're tapped into. And for me, realizing that we're part of this system, this new system, this real, authentic, organic, holistic system, that's what it's about. We're literally like creating the effect, the future that we're going to find ourselves living into.
We are the reverse Mandela effect. That's what we are. We are literally the reverse Mandela effect, because we are recreating our future. They're messing with the timelines. We are creating our own timelines. And it goes as simple as things like this. People said, like, when I moved out my bus, they're like, you can't do it. Like, how can you live in a bus? I met my mate. He's got two kids, two dogs, and they're living the dream. They're killing it, living in a bus, happier than all the families that most of the families I know. You know, so it's the awareness around it. But now we have this big, massive movement here in Australia and around the world called van lifers. If you go onto Instagram and type in hashtag van lifers, there's hundreds and thousands of people who are all getting out of their houses. They're buying vans. They congregate. They meet together. They swap. They talk. And I'll tell you what, when you have a van, you cruise down the street, you park up. If you break down, if you have an issue, someone else in a van or a bus, they'll come up and they'll give you a hand. And it's this mad community. If you pull up in some really rich area and you have a little breakdown on the side of the street, all you have people looking out of their curtains, calling the ranger, going, there's a human out front of my house. I don't know what to do. I'm going to call the police, you know. And it's like, hang on a second. Like, are you a human too? So we're having this transition.
Go say hey.
Yeah, exactly. Check in. Say hello. See what's going on. Do I need help? Yeah, invite me in for dinner. Do you know how many times I've been invited in for dinner? I've met a new family of people, like weekly, where I go out and I have dinner with some random family. I talk my positivity to them. Then a few weeks later, like, oh, they've got a water filtration system, Nate. Yeah, we're going to start doing this now. Simply from just connecting. I'm a dude in the bus, you know what I mean? I don't need credibility to have all 10 properties behind me, because I'm trying to get past the whole ego mind state where I have to have all this stuff to fit
there
in.
There you go.
I'm doing the best thing I can do to not fit in. I'm showing people that, in fact, embody that strangeness you have. Be different in amongst different people.
What's different about your bus too, eh? It's not just a regular gas-powered bus, is it?
Right. Well, I mean, my car and my bus are running on hydrogen. So it's a hydrogen hybrid. So I've been dabbling with free energy for quite a while now. And so basically, there's a 40% fuel saving. And
I just use
water, you know what I mean? Stanley Meyer, 1960s, you can look him up. He created a hydrogen car. I'm in the process of creating the same or similar design now where it will be 100%. So rather than us getting just a 40% saving, we can put this onto a car, get massive fuel savings, 100%. You can piss in it, use rainwater, dirty water, salt water. And rather than putting in like 100 liters of fuel, you'll just chuck in 10 liters of water and get like 1,000 kilometers.
And the difference now is that he's not Stan Meyering it here, trying to and patenting it and whatnot. It's, I think that if a lot of people, what can they do if thousands of people are using this and it just becomes a thing? Like the video I saw that had 33 million views on Facebook of a guy that had a hydrogen hybrid, water power hybrid car. It was cutting his gas consumption in half. Yep. And he showed it was like two mason jars of water, a bit of baking soda, and like a car battery. And he was explaining how it works and shit. And I'm thinking, man, like that's household material. People throw down on that. Imagine, exactly. Man. I always thought growing up, the fear-mongered state I grew up with was we're going to run out of gas and oil one day, and what's going to happen when that happens? Like, what's going to happen when we run out of fuel? Like, there's going to be wars about it and stuff. Then also, it was about water, because how many times in class have I heard, like, the future wars will be of water? Then we all find out that the origins of oil, it's not fossil fuel. The term fossil fuel was created by, we lost freedom. The origins of fossil fuels, sorry, the term fossil fuel was coined by Rockefeller. And it is, they don't actually come from fossils, and it comes from a self-replenishing mineral. It's an abiotic mineral that is constantly replenishing faster than we could ever deplete the earth of. And so oil will never run out. In other words, not saying it's a good thing to use. Yes, it pollutes and whatnot, but it's that's true, that it's not, it doesn't run out. And water, fresh water will never run out. Look up the primary water cycle, the primary hydrological cycle. There's 10 times the amount of all the world's oceans, that amount of water, 10 times it, fresh water underneath the Earth's crust. That's how much fresh water there is in the world. That's untapped and self-replenishing. So yes, water, oil don't run out. Free your mind from the scarcity mindset. And the reason they lied about those things is to get you in a state of scarcity. They can charge more for water, oil, etc.
Hey guys, welcome back from your second tea break. And what we got into and what we're talking about is that the followings that we have in Truth Media here are actually some of the biggest on the planet. And some of the people that are following these guys are actually like superstars. We're talking about big, big superstars which are following Shane's and EJ's accounts. So, I mean, starting up from Instagram where you may have 1,000 followers and you grow it and you grow it and grow it, that's something really profound that you can start off with a page that inspires so many people and it's free. You can do it for free. It's our platform. We can use it. And now it's created such a movement, such a following. What we're going to do now, these Instagrams, these YouTubes, and these Facebook Lives, which we're going to start doing with some really big players around the world, this is going to create such a movement that it's either going to awaken a whole bunch of people or they're going to try and shut us down because we're making waves. But we're actually being supported by fractions of the NSA, FBI, and CIA, which have now been split, and they're working with us. They're doing data dumps. They're helping us. So what I want
to get... It may sound crazy to some people. Sorry.
No, go.
Is that yes, there, and Matthew Pauly, who we touched on before, documents this in his book that he wrote called if you type in Matthew Pauly, you'll see it's called Making and Unmasking of a Sleeper. No, it's called The Murder of Time, Making and Unmasking of a Sleeper. He details that there are factions of the Central Intelligence Agency which are allowing people who otherwise in a few years ago would be shutting down. People are becoming more conscious even in these agencies. When everyone signs up for the CIA, they don't think they're going to go fuck over American citizens, Canadian citizens, and worldwide citizens. They think they're going to go fight terrorists and shit. When they find out that they're actually the terrorists, a lot of people aren't cool with that, and they realize they're on the wrong side of history. So they do things to try to even the playing field. And so what Neil meant by that is my Instagram, how the heck is it still up there? I posted about Sandy Hook. I posted about, okay, there's shitty, and Freedom Faction too. He posts about the gnarliest, most cutting edge things. And Nate too, the things on Facebook. The fact that some of our stuff that we're not taking down, our pages aren't deleted. There's something going on there where it other pages are. Now, there is certain topics we stay away from, but yes, it's very incredible and intense. But continue, Neil.
Yeah, so this is a part of the show where I want to give credit.
I ask myself that every day.
Yeah, exactly. You guys are doing so well. So thank you so much for what you're doing. And this is a little inspiration for people out there. Even if you've only got 100 people on your Facebook or your Instagram, whatever, it doesn't matter. When you post truth, people are watching. And I know for a fact, because most of my Facebooks years ago, people were watching, man, but they were too scared to like, to tag, to comment.
Oh, yeah.
And they'll inbox you and they go, look, I'm on board with everything you say, but I'm not willing to do it now. Now is a time that people are just sharing. Like my last vaccine post got, 300, 400, 500 shares. So that's on vaccines. People are getting it, guys. It's time now to express your truth, to be that expression of love and follow and chase your dreams. Realize that you can create your own reality. Now, speaking of reality, this is a time of the podcast where I like to have solutions and I want to have anything that you guys can pass on to our viewers and followers that they can take home with them, products, techniques, websites, information, anything that you guys think is beneficial, let's go through there and they can write this down and they can implement it into their lives and grow spiritually and emotionally.
Well, I'll jump on that real quick right here. I have Woke AF deodorant, natural deodorant. Aloe vera gel, and right here I also have some NutriHoney with Shilajit. And what I'm going to be doing with the Shilajit, I've partnered with another page. We're going to conduct like a 30-day experiment, see what the NutriHoney does to me over like a 30-day period. Me and the fiance, we're going to do like the whole tag team thing, document that for people while we're also detoxing, cleansing, exercising, and literally like doing the daily challenge type of thing with natural products, because I feel like that's where we have to go. We really have to start voting with our dollars, voting with our lifestyle. And really, like we keep saying, like throughout the entirety of this whole like broadcast, you create your reality. If you don't want to be sick, think about how to detox. If you don't want to be caught up in the petty drama lifestyle of high school where everything's, shitty, don't stay there. You have to do better. So these products that I have right here, that's just the introduction into it. I've got like all kinds of crystals here. I've got the Oregon, I've got it all. And I know that's going to sound crazy to people, but it's because you have got to understand, like we said at the start of the show, we've got to get back to source. We've got to get back to what's natural. Some super unnatural times these days, like even argan oil on my face as well. And on different parts of my body to like cover up the scars and the burns and stuff like that. It sounds wild, but you're not going to have Dove sitting over here trying to actually sell something that rejuvenates you. Remember, the doctors, they profiteer off of your sickness. The people that are putting out natural, holistic, and organic products, they're just trying to help. They've researched, they've seen what's going on, and they're trying to fix an actual problem. People in pharma, they're just putting Band-Aids on scars.
Exactly. Thank you very much, dude. That's beautiful. And Shane, have you got anything to add to some take-home things that people can do, use, and techniques?
For sure. Okay, so I'll list what I usually do in every video is the three videos or a couple videos that have really blown my mind open. And so one being Human Body Owner's Workshop Manual. You got to watch it on YouTube. It's about fasting and how the ultimate detox to your body is free and it is fasting. But also there's certain things that you can take and do while fasting, which supercharge your body's ability to detox itself. The reason that's important is because part of their weaponization they have against us is that they're spraying heavy metals, and these heavy metals, it's loud as shit. You hear that? That was the loudest noise in my ear I ever heard.
MK, what's
they're sending the signal.
Yeah, they're trying to stop us.
Oh, bro. Dude, I can hear that like that ring from here.
Guys, stop that, would ya?
I can hear that feedback.
We're getting messages,
I'm trying to do it, but it's just so loud. Like, hey, so.
Fuck off, guys. Leave us alone. Fuck off. Seriously, leave it alone.
I don't know what to do, man. Like, frick that. Okay, gotta go again. That's someone that.
I didn't like the fasting, did they?
No, I guess not. But what I was about to get at was.
Apparently.
So, I'm gonna turn this down because that almost blew my damn eardrum out. But hey, so that means that's good. Wow. We're on a good.
Rather than just make beeping noises, can't you guys just have your head pop up on the screen, have a chat to us, and we can make some dialogue and do something useful? Like, it's fucking really shit, man. Like, what? Oh, you're going to slow the internet down and put a buzzing noise in. Like, eat this one. You know what I mean? Eat that.
Man, anytime that there's any like conferences or whatever, Simon Parks was saying that there's always someone in the audience. Harold Casavella said that too. There's always someone in the audience who's for an agency that's there just pretending to just chill and is really just making sure what's being said doesn't violate any crazy certain lines in the stand that they have. But all I was going to say is that part of the thing they have against us, all right, it's working, is they spray these heavy metals. If you have magnetic particles inside of you, or if you have conductive particles inside you, and there's magnetic frequencies in the air around us from the towers and whatnot, and we know that we're an electromagnetic being, we can understand that they're artificially altering our natural vibrational frequency to a state that it would otherwise never be in. So it's a very good idea to fast and detox so that you pull the heavy metals out of you, which allows you to be at a whole different level of consciousness because you're not being bombarded. The frequencies don't have the same effect on you. Every single little thing they have on us, you know, all the different things we listed 55 times have less and less effect on you. The more cleansed your physical body is, the more cleansed your physical body, the stronger the connection with your soul is. That's a fact. The more polluted it is, the weaker the connection with your soul. And that's what they want. They want to pollute our physical body so we have a weaker connection with our higher selves, etc. So all I was going to say is, yes, watch Human Body Owner's Workshop Manual. And then watch Harold Casavella. The video is called Chemtrails Morgellons. Watch that. Amazing video. Watch Simon Parks' interviews on YouTube, which is where I got the inspiration for my name for my Instagram account, was Connecting Consciousness. Look up or go to my Instagram and look in the bio of my Instagram. There is a link to a product called Oro Gold. And says my connection is unstable, but should be working all right. Oro Liquid Gold. And what this stuff is, guys, I'm just going to really quickly brief you. It is a volcanic mineral solution, which is derived from volcanic rock, and it purifies your water from, and I got to make a post about this, showing the Matrix guy saying, what if I told you, you don't need to filter your water to remove the fluoride in the pharmaceuticals and whatnot. Oro is a natural solution that you add to water and it neutralizes fluoride, chlorine, heavy metals, bacteria, viruses, BPA, chlorine, all types of different, 250 different contaminants, and it remineralizes it with the whole 102 minerals, which have been specifically chemtrailed out of the food and water supply, because each different mineral ignites a different biological process in your body, and minerals are absolutely the building block of life. And if you don't have minerals in your body, then very interesting thing happens. But I'm not making claims right now that Oro is this supplement, because it's not. It's a water purification solution, and there's a very big distinction. And if you publicly say, look what happened to the guy who said that apricot seeds cure cancer, he got in very big trouble. You can't make direct health claims. And so what I advise you guys to do, though, go look at the lab tests. Look at what Oro can do. Look at what it does. And look at the different benefits and whatnot, all on that website. It can't even take me a long time to explain. But just thought we'd talk about that, because that's a very big solution to the putrid water crisis and problem. And in fact, the big bottle right here, 32 ounces, lasts 6 to 7 months, works out to less than 50 cents a day. And you can take this anywhere. Right now, I'm in a tropical country. The water here is putrid. You can smell the chlorine in the water. I literally dump in 1 milliliter per liter, and it purifies my water. And then you have this green sludge sitting on the bottom, which I just stirred up. But otherwise, this is clear, and the contaminants sink and flow to the bottom. They're neutralized, in which case you can drink them, but some choose to filter that out with a coffee filter. Bottom line, that's another beautiful, amazing solution, and that's what I can think of right now. Oh, last thing. I'm actually on day 30, 35 or 36 of no FAP, okay? I don't know if you guys know, but there is incredible benefits mentally, enhancing benefits to no up to the non-masturbational variety. So I dare you guys to look up no fapping and the benefits of it. It's pretty incredible. Also, obviously, of course, no pornographic images. That is extremely mentally, it's horrible for your brain. Porn actually decreases gray matter. That was scientifically proven. But that's what I can think of right now. So Neil, pick it up if you want.
Excellent. Thanks for doing that water filtration bit there, because if we can just get outside the major things like the water, get onto our food, get into exercise, yoga, so important, do yoga, it'll change your life, and meditation and sunshine, you know, they're the basic simple things we need in life. And if you're not doing any of those things, if you're not drinking a couple of liters of water a day and getting out in the sun and moving, charging your body, the out there people I'm working with are realizing that most diseases come from low voltages in the organs. So some organs are capacitors, some organs are batteries, and they can test now which organs have low voltage. And low voltage comes from low stomach acid. Okay, reflux is actually from low stomach acid, not from not enough stomach acid. So you need to really get that like stomach acid sorted out with the iodine mix, fulvic acids, and things like that. But also charging the body is through sun, food, and exercising. So creating voltage, getting that meridian system flowing. So what I wanted to do is a quick screen sharing for you guys, for some people who have got amazing products out there and bits and pieces, and I'll just chuck it on now. Can you guys see that?
Yeah.
All right, so there's Oro Minerals, guys.
Oro, real quick before we carry on.
Yep.
Before we carry on, I wanted to touch on something that you guys have both talked about, the fact that our organs have an electric charge to them. Like this very, the documents that I'm holding right here in front of my hand as well, connecting to things like Project Sunstreak, Grill Flame, and Centerlane, and everything else. They actually talked about in this document how they used electrical photography to look at like the energy signature that your different organs give off. This is where we start talking about things like the meridian system, the Kinrack system, acupuncture, energy healing, and things of this nature. Like it's all right here. And so they have different types of photography to where they can like photograph what's going on with your body to see where you are actually being blocked energetically. So that actually takes, that's actually very, very important. I'm glad you guys touched on that. I just want to interject real quick and point that out.
Oh, amazing, dude. That shows a level of technology and things that are going on, you know, like target individuals and things like that. Good thing you can do is get an EMF meter at nighttime you have there next to you. And if the EMF meter starts spiking at night, you're being targeted when you're asleep. So it's a good thing, like living in a motorhome or like I am, you can move on or move to another room. That's all going on. So this is the Instagram accounts of the boys. This is Connecting Consciousness. This is Shane's. Okay, he's got 202,000 followers, as you can see. Beautiful account, beautiful memes, beautiful information. And his second account is Connecting.Consciousness. So this is the more non-mainstream version, which you guys, I'm sure, who are listening to this YouTube and podcast will be really into. Jump on there, connect, share, use his posts, get on there. And this is the Instagram for Freedom Faction. This is EJ's Instagram, 151,000 followers, man. And like we said earlier, some big players like Chris Brown and stuff are following his account. So don't think that people aren't watching. Cool people are out there watching. People have got a following and they're coming online too. These celebrities are coming online. They're waking up. They're growing up. They're realizing that fame and money is not all what it's cracked up to be. And in fact, we should start doing things for the world, because that actually fills that heart. Rather than us going for that dopamine experience, we actually tap into serotonin, which is zen, peace, calm, contentment. There's a very big difference between dopamine and doing things and hitting that serotonin. So this is Pure Heart Alchemy, guys. This is actually, they've got a breast oil that is brought out now for women. But this is their grounding sprays and their Pure Heart Mists. These are used in sound journeys for auric field repair, for grounding, but also as a high... it's a very high quality perfume, completely natural, done with Blue Mountain spring water here in Australia. There's crystals, there's organic biodynamic flower essences, and they've also used the Lakrovsky Rife machine, which is basically a machine with copper coils, and it goes zzz, and it upgrades and ups the potential of this product, and it puts 15 million different codes in there. So when I spray this, I have every single flavor, and I take one with me every day. To spray it over me and drop.
I gotta try that, man.
So. They're gonna send you a couple of bottles. They're gonna send it actually both to you guys. I've already organized it. They're gonna send you bottles.
What?
When you
see savage.
Yeah, you guys are gonna seriously go, well, this is the most incredible product. It drops you back into your heart almost instantly. So this is a good thing to have during the day when you get a bit flustered, you're driving. I give it a few sprays, just like this. And it smells so beautiful. And you can spray it on clothes, pets, eyes. It's not harmful. It's not toxic like normal aftershave perfumes. And yeah, you breathe it in. But what I use it for, when I do sound journeys with the didgeridoo and I play the Native American flute, we have a whole bunch of people laying on the ground. We spray the room with one smell. We do a sound journey. And that fragrance is the only fragrance they have a connection with. And it connects them with the sound journey. So then after they buy the bottle, then they go home.
Okay.
They can respray that smell and take themselves back into that beautiful piece of calm and bliss at any time. So when I buy a new flavor, a new smell, I don't spray it. And then I'll take it with me until maybe an amazing circumstance happens in my life, or I might drop into a really beautiful meditation and then I'll spray it after. So then that only reminds me of that meditation. So we're out there.
Oh. In traffic,
the craziness. It's my own mind programming, which stays for life. These smells, I'll smell one. It reminds me of Jeffrey Slater, beautiful friend of mine who does seminars here in Australia. It reminds me of laying on the ground and drums playing around me and the people I met that day. So we can take ourselves back to this situation.
I'm going
to
do that.
And then you have the crystals in there, which are holding the information and the energy in the water with the Rife technology. So this really is a profound product. On the bottom, it has the flower of life. It has a totem for each flavor, for each smell. And they even do a blend where you can get your blood or your urine and they can do a DNA sample and make a smell with your DNA. And it basically, it's your DNA. So you give it to your partner and they spray it. And if, just say you're on holidays for 6 weeks, they can give it a spray and it has that connection because it's your DNA in there. How incredible is that? So it's a beautiful gift.
That's crazy.
Gift. Pretty gnarly, man.
Yeah, beautiful gift for Valentine's. And when you give someone this spray, time they spray, they think of you. It's like such a beautiful gift, you know. Same with giving someone a water filtration system. Every time they drink that water, they're like, oh, what a beautiful present. So, yeah, that's www.pureheartalchemy.com. The names are Adrian, Isabella. They're personal friends of mine. They're absolutely beautiful people. So that's one good thing.
Think of it, man. People will spend hundreds of dollars on a perfume. Here's a trio pack of the most vibrational boosting smells ever. $150. Chump change, man.
And I'll tell you what.
That's crazy.
One issue with it is that it never runs out. Like you spray it. The thing with them, I go, guys, like you're going to need to make smaller bottles because they just don't run out. You know, like I spray it everywhere I go and it's gone down like, you know, one little tiny bit. So I spray it everywhere.
Would you use it as like, would it be a little bit like, would you use it as cologne or just fragrance the area?
I do cologne. I definitely do cologne. I spray it on my neck. I do it on my lymphatics, my wrists and around there. I spray it on my dog sometimes when he's a bit on the nose. But I don't use it as a toilet spray. It's way more safe.
No.
What about like in the morning or right before bed? Does it help with that as well?
I do it when I get up. Anytime that I'm not in my body, that I'm feeling a bit frazzled, may not have a great sleep or whatever, I get up, I spray it. And I do 5 deep breaths.
And there's essential oils in it, eh? That does stuff to your DNA.
Yeah.
Essential oils.
Some of the bottles, just so you know, they have some plant essences in there. Some ones that we might talk about that people do in the jungle, there may be a little bit of a fragrance of that in there. So it's creating a little bit more than just a stimulation in the body. But for example, this one's called Solar Grill, okay? And it has, just in this one alone, it has love, spring water, flower essences, water poppy, sunflower, button, cactus, essential oils, ylang ylang, honey, myrtle, orange blood, vanilla, cedarwood, spruce, frankincense, hoewood, gemstone essences, and it has 24 gold carat ormus in there. Like,
wow.
I mean, that's too much in there. It's Myron glass as well. They've actually covered every single base. You can see the flower of life on the bottom there. That's a little flower of life.
Oh, wow. That charges it too.
Yeah, and it's got the totem, which is a honeybee. It's got all the sacred geometry in there and coding in that label. So it's the most incredible product. Any person who's into spirit life upgrading should really have one of these and have it in their car and at their home to drop in. So thanks, Adrian Isabella, for that beautiful product. This is ASEA. This is redox signaling molecules, which I've started using and know a lot of people who are using it. I've been giving it to my dog who had an operation and he had a lot of toxicity going on after the operation because they have to inject them and knock them out. And when I started using this product, the redox signaling molecules, basically my dog's tongue went black for like 4 days. Like black, and his poos were horrible because it was forcing out all the toxins and all the chemicals that were in during the operation. And I can't say this does stuff with cancer and autism and things like that, but it does. So I'm not going to say what it does, but I'm saying it's very effective in doing things with those treatments. So what I do with people, I get them cannabis oil, I help them out with the sea oil, and I use this because what this does,
is it an oil or is it like a liquid? Is it something I can drink?
Yeah, you drink it for internal, and what it does, it ups the body's potential to heal on a cellular level by 900%. The liver creates 600% more glutathione. And the signaling molecules are basically in our brains, in our body, there's like synapses that have stopped signaling. So there's supposed to be a signal going to this thing saying detox, do this, do that. All these signals have turned off. So this is basically upping the potential by 900% for everything to be functioning, firing, and makes a liver detox. We can't use the word detox. It like makes the liver rebalance, whatever you want to call it. But it does the full spectrum. And I've got friends who have got Morgellons because clearly I've got a really big following with Geoengineering and Harold. So a lot of people I know have out of their skin. They're using this and it's forcing the Morgellons out and they're having really good results. Not only that, the cream they have, this is all new to me and I'm using it, I'm testing it, it's working. This cream alone, every 10 years you use it, it's scientifically proven that on a cellular level, you only age 2.5 years. but scientifically proven. So the anti-aging properties of this alone are on another level. Yeah, Shane.
And another thing that's just so gnarly, guys, think of it. We're getting all these things, like every problem is a solution to. One of the huge solutions that I found out is something called C60. Have you guys heard of C60? Yes. It's something incredible.
Buckyball, yes.
It's basically like the shungite molecule, fullerenes, and they fed the rats that they fed C62 tripled their lifespan, okay? And
does this affect your telomeres, or is this just...
Yes, it exactly affects your telomeres,
right,
dude.
Right, okay. And get both of them. Get that and the C60 and run them
together. Get C60, yeah. Get oral, get all this shit. Yeah, fucking invest in yourself.
Invest in your life. I've heard about C60.
If you have C62, you're less susceptible to the frequencies, man, because shungite's so powerful for anti-frequency, you know?
Right, wow. Okay. Thank you very much for that, Shane. That's a beautiful one. And the last one I want to do is this guy's called Brian Schaefer, and I met him recently, and the guy has a protocol, a modality, a healing modality, a structure to do with nutrition, to do with life, to do with vitality, meditation. He went and spent 10 years in India with masters, and then he spent 30 years researching and did over 70 different modalities. We're talking kinesiology, homeopathy, naturopathy, holographic kinetics, you name it, he's done it. 70 of them, done them all. The guy's like a genius. And this book, this PDF, which I'm showing now, it's called The Whole Spectrum, and the book's called The Nature of Life. This is 600 pages of the most profound life-changing information and protocol, and also tracks your, like, how you're growing, I've ever come across ever on earth. And that's a big call, right? I met him about a year ago after an ayahuasca ceremony. I met his partner, and he gave me the rundown, and I wasn't ready for it because information's so cutting edge. I can't even explain actually what it does and how it works. But this book, it's $45 for the PDF. It's 600 pages. I would honestly download it and then print it out in color, put it in a folder. He's going to get actually hard copies done soon. But go through this day by day to the end. And he says that most people, it takes them actually four times reading it to get it. But anyone who's read this book, it has profoundly changed their life. It's... The Nature of Life connects all existing fields of thought, philosophy, religion, science, mathematics, language, art, and music, putting everyone on the same page. Brian presents key tools that allow us to constantly remain in a natural state of empowerment whilst living in the modern world. Being all-encompassing, The Nature of Life inspires us to embrace the whole spectrum of life, taking us on a journey of self-discovery as it sets the foundation for a totally new approach to life. It is not just a book. It is a map, a tool, a path, and an artwork explaining how I can bring everything into the present moment and deliberately move forward to a future we've only ever dreamed possible. So this book actually makes stuff like Eckhart Tolle's work look like child's play. That's the only way I can describe it, you know what I mean? So, yeah, that's probably my biggest input for today. And this is also one last thing for guys out there, Sacred Knowledge Energy Tools. This is Rod and Rachel. Sacred Knowledge Energy Tools. These are the tensor rings, tensor coils that you can use to restructure your water, but also to help yourself stopping EMF and harmonizing and things like that. Get on there on Facebook, check them out. They're great people here in Australia. They send you out some stuff and they'll get you up and running. Now, the last thing, The Ringing Seas of Russia. I say it every time. 10-part book series, 10 million copies sold worldwide with no advertising. This book has so much coding, love, and inspiration. It has changed my life from the ground up. So this is a very, very good stepping stone to use in amongst with the PDF, the full spectrum with Brian there. So, yeah, if you guys get onto those books, get on some of these products, start doing the meditation, get out in the sun, you're on the home run. You're on the home run.
Did you say over 10 million copies shared?
Over 10 million copies sold worldwide with no advertising, not one speck of advertising. So these books have just been going by word of mouth. And I'd recommend getting the black copies, not the green ones, because it has the English translation for a lot of the Russian words. And it's about a beautiful woman that lived in the Siberian forest, totally connected to all things living. She could hear with her ray. That's a lot. It's basically a true account of that woman. Yes. We've got 6 minutes. Let's do it and wrap it up.
Okay, we've got 6 minutes. Okay, last thing. Guys, if you look at my Instagram, go to Mr. Traumatic. It's a UK rapper who I've never heard sweeter fucking rap. Like this guy, the shit he's talking about. And it led me on to just what I want to say is that in a non in a non, yeah yeah pull it out. It's my post with the chemtrails beside him, a UK rapper. And listen to this, okay, guys. He talks about how basically in one of his raps, but it led me on to in the left tab. You go to Mr. Traumatic Official, the one with the I shouted him out actually on my post. If you go to my post, you'll see his. But basically, that's on him.
That's right. Keep talking.
In a fully decalcified state, humans are able to, and the children of China, this Chinese super psychics, can levitate objects with our minds. We can read minds.
Yep.
We can psychically communicate. We can move objects with our brains. There's a many, many things we are capable of that is truly incredible. And in a non-calcified state, that's why they have to beat us down with the frequencies, the chemicals, all this stuff. And so Neil said, actually, if you scroll down,
yep,
just a tiny bit, it's all good. But scroll down a bit more. Yeah, right there with the chemtrails and the video post. Up a little bit, yep, to the left. And so point is, I just want to say that, yeah, it's pretty incredible, guys, that we have the ability to levitate objects with our minds. That may sound crazy, but look up the Chinese super psychics, what these children were able to do, lifting something, lift up a fucking pen, fold around, and then they get abducted or taken into by these agencies. And these agencies will use them for a certain and try to work for them and whatnot. So it's incredible things, and we're very capable of incredible things. But listen to that guy's music. Listen to the song Powers by Mr. Traumatic. It is unreal.
Amazing.
So, yeah. Again, to confirm what he's talking about, you know, that's what we led in the show talking about with Project Sunstreak, Centerlane, Grill Flame, and et cetera. That's we have these innate abilities. We can discover these types of like awesome powers. We have to look inside of ourselves. This is why they're trying to pollute us in so many different ways. We have the ability. We can do these different things, but we have got to rid ourselves of these different toxins, of these different things to access that full potential. You know, what Shane is saying is very right. We have got to look within ourselves to find the answers and to find the strength that is required to move to that next phase. And we're already doing it, believe it or not. We're already there.
Thank you, brother. Can you just tell people about your website and your YouTube and podcast, and then we'll wrap it up?
Yeah, for sure. You can definitely find, hopefully you guys can find some of our work at our website, factionsoffreedom.jimdo.com. Hopefully with censorship and everything else going on, you got to get access to it. Once you're there, you can find our YouTube channel. All kinds of different articles. We update it daily. You can also go to the vault, and this is kind of like the untapped source of the website that a lot of people don't go to. When you're at the vault, you can go and download these documents that I'm throwing around right here. Like I have an entire little folder desk thing right here. Just full. Yeah, I have them all just stashed right here. You know, next week I'm going over, I'm going over the Thunder Energy Corporation's invisible terrestrial entities of the first and second kind. I print these documents off. They put them out there. I'm going to print them off and I'm going to put it on the website and I'm going to talk about it. But you guys can find more of that information at factionsoffreedom.jimdo.com. You can also find us on YouTube on our backup. We were recently taken down because of the David Hogwash and his connections.
Yeah, that was
It was. Factions of Freedom. We were there for 4 years. That was 4 years worth of content just gone right there. It's backed up though on our servers, so you guys can go to the website and purchase that and get access to it as well. You can find the podcast on iTunes, Google Play Music, TuneIn, SoundCloud, Mixcloud, Facebook. We're everywhere.
So is that you talk going over things and making a nice sweet video about it?
Yeah,
that's beautiful, yeah. Man. Awesome.
The psychoenergetic potential of humanity was our most recent episode. We try to frequently have people on. We also have the other show, our bi-weekly Sunday show, Fellowship and Freedom. We're doing all kinds of different stuff over here, and just go to the website and you can get immediate access to it.
Wow.
Amazing. Beautiful, guys. And if you don't already know, jump onto innateawareness.com, www.innate-awareness.com. That's my new platform, and Nate Makes TV YouTube. Get on there, share, like, let's just be part of it. And I look forward to seeing you viewers on the next interview, because we're definitely going to do another one. We only scratched the surface in this one. We really only got started and it flowed really well. Very happy with it and looking forward to working with Shane and EJ in the future. So thank you very much, and I'll chat to you shortly. Bye, guys.
See you later, guys.
Later, guys and gals.